When I got this theme, I thought there were probably at least three times in my mother's life when she asked herself, should I stay or should I go? She was born Mary Winifred Macon in Pendleton, England in 1916. And I think she was somewhat of an afterthought because her parents already had two brothers that were quite a bit older than she was. Her mother worked in a hat shop, actually owned a hat shop. Her father was a foreman in an ironworks, and she grew up in Salford, which is a borough of Manchester. And she went to a girls' school, Grecian Street Girls' School, so she was fairly protected in that she went to a girls' school and then had these two older brothers who were very protective of her as well. So as she grew, she blossomed into a real English beauty. She had blue eyes and rosy cheeks and tall and slender, and maybe because her mother owned a hat shop, maybe that's how she got into modeling. But her older brothers were pretty stifling, and so probably the first time she asked herself, should she stay or should she go, was maybe between about 18 or 20 years old. And she went. And she went to London. And she became a very successful model. She bought herself a little MGTD Roadster sports car. She had a leather helmet. She zoomed all over Europe. She modeled in London, Paris, Berlin. This was the 30s, and women were, it was pretty bold for a young woman to go off on her own in the 30s. But women were doing that in the 30s. That's when Amelia Earhart took her first solo flight across the Atlantic. Women were starting to wear pants. They were breaking out, busting loose. So my mom was one of those, and she was a party girl. She used to tell us all kinds of stories, and we looked at pictures, and she loved Josephine Baker, and this was the era of swing. They called it swing jazz in America. In England, they called it gypsy jazz. And I have a postcard that she sent her parents from Berlin in 1939, saying that Berlin had it all over Paris and London as far as a party town. I mean, she was a real party girl. And we've seen pictures of her with all of her friends, you know, having picnics together. And she was having a ball, a young, beautiful, successful woman making her own money. She would have been at the height of young womanhood when World War II broke out, which, as the war unfolded, her life changed significantly, and she didn't go to Paris and Berlin anymore. She couldn't be zooming all over Europe. She pretty much stayed in London. And as the war escalated, the bombings became pretty terrible in London. She used to tell us about the air raids and the blackouts and, you know, running down to the tube stations. You couldn't even have a cigarette because the bombers would, you know, the airplanes would see it at night. So after a couple of years into the war, she answered that question again, should I stay or should I go? And she went. And what she did was join the Women's Land Army, which was an organization of women who were doing all the jobs on the farms in agriculture to keep food in England, all the jobs that the men would have done had they not been off to war. So there were just thousands and thousands of these women that joined the Women's Land Army, and they were called land girls. And most of them were from the cities. They didn't have the experience of working on the farm. So she went to a farm in Thelwall, which I think is in Lancashire. And it was called Home Farm. And she fed the pigs and milked the cows and gathered the eggs and baled the hay and helped with the sheep shearing and did all of those things that the men usually would have done. And these land girls had uniforms, and, you know, you hear stories all the time about World War II and how everybody wanted to give something and do something. So that's what she and many, many other women did. Well, it turns out that this proprietor of the farm where she worked was a kind man, and he had Sunday lunches. Every Sunday, he opened the farm up to any servicemen that would be in the area. No matter where they were from, they could come over to the farm and have a free lunch. So I guess my mom had probably been at the farm for a couple of years when one Sunday, a very, very handsome American came, and he actually was not a member of the armed services. He was a member of the United States Army Air Corps civilian contractor. But they were provided uniforms. So as you can see, he looked quite handsome in his uniform. And he and my mother fell head over heels in love with each other. And they probably had a couple of years courtship. I have one letter that my father wrote to my mother when he had come back to the States, but she was still over there. It's such a beautiful romantic love letter. But anyway, they got married in England in 1944, and that would have been the last time, kind of a no-brainer, when she asked herself, should she stay or should she go? And it was the dream of many American women, or I'm sorry, European women, to meet an American and be swept off to the amber waves of grain and purple mountains majesties, and that's what she did. So she left with my father, and in 1944 they were married, and I was born in Florida shortly after she arrived in 1945.
Wow.